Phoneboy Speaks, episode 684, The Blood Sugar Monster.
It's Halloween, and, you know, kids wander around their neighborhoods and bring home candy. And if you're an adult, you're most likely at your house handing out candy to other people that are wandering around your neighborhood. It's always kind of touchy around here. Halloween, the weather has gotten cold, and sometimes it's rainy, and it's usually foggy. And although this time it's falling on a Friday night, so you know, who knows how late things will go, but usually it stops around 9 o'clock in our neighborhood. But in any case, this is the first Halloween that I've gone through where, well, I'm diabetic, which means, you know, I mean, I would hand out candy, but I'd also eat some too, because, well, let's face it, I got a big bowl of candy in front of me. And I'm usually sitting outside because I don't want to keep having to get up and go to the front door all the time. It's easier just to sit outside and, you know, let the spooky music play or whatever, and, you know, have the smoke machine going and all that fun stuff. And in any case, I don't know how that's going to work this year, but a question I ask myself is, okay, so I can probably resist the urge to eat a piece of candy, but if I were going to eat a piece of candy, which one would I eat? And sadly, it probably wouldn't be the candy that's in the bowl, because, you know, there's, you know, we go buy the big bags at Costco and you know, there's okay candy there. I mean, I think probably Reese's peanut butter cups is probably the one that I like the most, but still, I'm not willing to try it just yet, since I'm still trying to, you know, figure out where my blood sugar is, and it's, you know, so it's going to be different this year, I think. Of course, also my son has claimed that he wants to hand out candy, and, you know, he's old enough he could do it. So he's also old enough not necessarily want a trick or treat. So we'll see if that's what he ends up doing or not. But it is that time of the year, and yes, it'll be a little different for me. And so let's hope I don't actually eat any candy, because I feel pretty good not having it in, having that, my blood sugar going back and forth. I've actually noticed the difference personally, but there comes a time, and anybody, you know, when you're dieting or doing it, and you're changing your lifestyle or you're eating stuff, that you just start craving, you know, for no reason, you know, all this, whatever it is that you're craving, and you have to, you know, at some point you give in, and sometimes it goes really badly. That's a beast that people have to tame, and I don't know how to tame it myself, but this is let's say it's something I have to deal with now, I suppose, it's Halloween, and there's going to be candy given out, and yes, I have my own issues with it. So hopefully I will get through without having to face the scary high-low blood sugar monster.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.